Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and it's good to have you back with us here in this segment, as well as have back with us prior to a big holiday. I actually think this is the holiday weekend where it begins. Whenever you have a holiday in the middle of the week, people take the whole week off, Beth. And it's like, well, that's fine with me because that means the roads are clear and there's less danger.
Well, and it's good for us, for our economy in a tourist town, you know?
Absolutely. Well, here we are on the 29th. It's the last weekend of June, and we're going into the second half of 2013. Man, I remember about this time a year ago when we were sitting here talking about, oh my God, December 21st, 2012 is coming. And it's like, okay, halfway past that, and life is good. Thank you very much. And we're still in Cancer. Now, I'm curious as to, because I just want to touch upon this real quick. You talked last week about the full moon and holding different kinds of ceremonies and doing whatever you feel whenever you do, but the energy is obviously more accentuated, if you will. During a full moon. So we now are heading towards a new moon, and I know you probably haven't looked that up as of yet, but I know that those are important as well in terms of the types of energy, and I know cleansing in particular. But we are in Cancer. I don't want to get too far afield here. And heading towards the next sign, and what are we looking at in the next week to 10 days or so?
Well, you know, the sign of Cancer is very much about home and family, particularly mothers, and it's always a good time to reconnect with the people that are your family, both your blood kin and the kind of other family, the other kind of families that we form in our communities, our clubs, our professional peers, that kind of thing. The different families that we form by choice, and I love it that I love it when there's holidays at these kinds of astrological moments.
Oh yeah, because it
just
pulls.
Makes those kinds of gatherings all the richer.
I remember Bruce Lipton in our interview several months ago made the very comment about the next level of evolution for humankind, and that is community. And not that you're going to lose your individuality, but that you're going to start fostering and building that other family. It's, what is the saying is, you can pick your family, but you can't pick your relatives.
Well, it depends. There's a philosophy, a different philosophy, that you actually do.
Well, this is true.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that, but in that context, I thought it was rather interesting, and more and more people are feeling the same way, Beth, that family, whether it's a blood relative or you draw them into your circle, it's becoming more, I don't want to use the word critical, but more significant.
Right. As the world kind of shrinks and the world's resources shrink, we really do have to learn how to work together so we can share, you know?
Yeah.
So that there's enough for everyone. And so it is, I agree, becoming more and more important for humans to learn how to compromise, negotiate, communicate, and solve problems in a more constructive way.
So the next time we talk, it'll be after the 4th of July, and I still remember talking with David Hawthorne about trying to have a chart for a country as far as knowing when it's born.
Yeah.
And by the way, just to let our listeners know, we are going to have David on in August, and
we're
going to have you on in September. That's what our general plan is, I think,
awesome.
To have you on in September for a full hour. Hopefully taking some calls and giving some advice and support to some people, but also talking about some of the significant things that we can look forward to as we are, strangely to even put it this way, wrapping up 2013, because it's going to come faster, sooner than you think.
Absolutely.
Beth McDonald Consulting .com is the website, as well as on Facebook, Beth McDonald Consulting. And they can also dial you up at 963-0842. And next week, as I said before, we'll be in the early stages, the first week of July 2013. And will we still be in Cancer? I'm not sure where that termination point is.
Yep.
Okay. Great. And we'll be closer to that new moon, and maybe we can talk a little bit about that as well. I'm very curious as to some of the attributes that can influence us in that regard. All right.
Very good.
All right. Next week, we'll be back in just a moment with our guest, and we'll be talking more about the Six Fix on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Stay with us.